On a recent summer Saturday, Alaska Native elder Cooper Pascoia joined a wild cheering crowd to watch teams of men and women row giant handmade walrus skin boats across the flat water of a protected bay off the Bering Sea coast. He says he once got to ride in a boat just like one of these when he was a kid growing up in Nome.
A guy named Dominic would bring the tourists down to Snake River and take them boat rides in the skin boat all the time. That was pretty neat to see. A lot of tourists come down and hop in a skin boat, go skin boat driving, square skin boat ride.
Pascoia was in the tiny village of Nova Chaplina in Russia's Chukotka region to see his children, 22-year-old Megan and 19-year-old Andy, compete in the skin boat races, as well as other events in the inaugural Beringia Arctic Games. He says skin boat races haven't happened near Nome since his grandfather's time.
Watching these two, Megan and Andy, skin boat race, it was like a great feeling to see them do something what my grandpa did. It was awesome. I was so happy.
This was the second time Megan and Andy have visited Chukotka. In 2011, they went to a small town called Lavrentia, more than 100 miles north of Nova Chaplina. That's where they met their Russian relatives.
When we went there, it was 2 days after we came to Lavrentia. Megan was going upstairs and they stopped her and they had a translator and said, we're relatives and all that. And we have a cousin, he's probably 20 years old.
We went over to his place, had dinner a couple times, and his mom, our auntie, I guess, made us dinner and had us just lounge around the house, and it was really nice. And she really loved it, even though we couldn't speak to each other.
Very little English is spoken in Chukotka, but that doesn't seem to faze either of the Pascoia kids. Andy says this year he reconnected with some of the friends he first made 3 years ago.
I recognized our old captain in our rowboat. I was standing there and I looked towards him. He looked towards me and he got a big smile on his face and walked over and shook my hand and hung out with him, drank some tea.
Andy had a successful run in a wrestling match during this year's games. He came to within 2 points of beating a well-known Russian musher from the region. His sister Megan was also successful in competition. She finished second overall in the one-arm reach, a game of agility, strength, and precision.
I actually haven't done that event for, since high school. I was really surprised I was still able to do it, too.
I was so happy to watch her compete, and Andy in his wrestling. I was overjoyed.
Cooper Pascoia wasn't able to take part in the games for health reasons, but he says he used to play them all the time.
I did a long time ago in high school. I did the seal hop, kneel jump, high kick, 1 foot high kick, I believe, stick pull.
It's not often families like the Pascoias are able to travel to places as remote as Chukotka. A visa can cost up to roughly $400. Visitors, even Russian citizens, need a formal invitation from the government, and that's on top of the cost to charter a flight from Nome to Chukotka's capital, Anadyr. Cooper Pascoia almost didn't make the trip this summer, but daughter Megan says she was relentless.
I asked him so many times, how come you don't want to go? How come you don't want to go? He was actually in the kitchen, and I was in the living room, and I texted him, and I was like, do you want to go to Russia? This is I texted him this after I had asked him in person because he said, no, I don't need to go. What's in Russia? And I guess he finally found out what's in Russia.
This year's Beringia Arctic Games were so popular among visitors and locals who took part that they're likely to happen again next year. Organizers have announced that the governor of the Chukotka region has agreed to allow the games to take place in the village of Lorino in 2015. Reporting in Chukotka, I'm Emily Schwing.